good deeds never go unreturned. In a small little town, there lived two girls named Tia and Pia. They lived there with their parents. Tia was the elder sister, while Pia was the younger sister. Tia and Pia always were admired by their family members. The mother used to always teach Tia and Pia to be very kind and helpful to everyone. She just did not preach them, but always would do the same in the form of good deeds. As mother knew that kids, when small, learn a lot from the parents and adapt the same behavior. The two little girls were always observed that their parents were very helpful, not only to the family, but also to various friends and neighbors. As a result, they were always loved and admired by all. And because of the good deeds of their parents, even the kids received love and care from their family, friends, and neighbors. One day, while kids were playing around in the evening, they saw a family who were in search of clothes, food, and shelter. They went to various homes around, but were turned away from everyone. Now they were heading towards the Tia and Pia's house. As they called out for help around Tia and Pia's house, the kids saw that their parents came along, and even before they could ask for help, they understood the needs and helped them out by giving some food to eat, clothes to wear, and also gave them shelter in their outhouse. Now Tia and Pia observed that even before the family could reach out and tell their parents about their needs, they understood quickly and helped them. Later that night, after their dinner, the girls asked their parents as to how did they understand the needs of the family, which had reached out to them. To that, the father replied, "Well, when they were reaching out to us, we could hear a cry in their voice. As we came out, we could also see that their clothes were not in good shape, and they also appeared very tired and hungry." Now, Tia had got her answer, but Pia also had few things to ask. So she said, "Mom and Dad, I saw the family in need going to various houses, but were turned away. Then why did you help them, even when they were strangers?" To this, the mother replied, "When someone in need comes to you, it is a message that God has sent them across to you, as God knows that He has made you capable to help others. If you turn them away, it is like you are turning away God." Now the girls got their answer, but were still not convinced with them. Seeing their dissatisfaction, the father told them, "Well, the good deeds you do, they also come back to you with more love, care, and happiness." Few days later, the family in need found a job and shelter in the neighboring village, thanked them, and left. As the years passed, they saw that the parents always were kind and helpful and do their good deeds without expecting anything in return. Now it was time for the girls to shift into a big city for further studies. But by that time, the parents could not afford much to shift with them, as they had to bear the fees, stay, and other expenses in the city, and could only accommodate the girls in the money left with them. When Tia and Pia learned about the same, they were a little unhappy, as they felt that the parents had spent their money, time, and effort by helping people, and that was the reason they were left with little to spend on themselves. So they went up to their parents and put up their view of not having enough to settle along with them, and blamed it all on the people they have helped and spent money on. Now the parents could understand their unhappiness, but they calmly explained it all by saying that, "My dear girls, the good deeds we have done will never go unanswered and will always come back to us at a time when we need it the most." The girls had been hearing this phrase often from their parents, that good deeds never go unanswered. But with all they had been seeing, they just felt that deeds they have done has never come back to them. But the parents kept them optimistic, and the day finally came when they both had to shift to the city for their further studies. While they were leaving, the parents came to help them out to settle in the city and were to stay a few days with them. The family boarded a train to travel from their town to the city. As they started their journey, they learned in the midway that train could not further go ahead due to heavy rains. But at the same time, it was important for the girls to reach on time. And the next day, as it was the last day of admission and fee payment, else their admission can be cancelled. All this while in the train, the family was discussing the ways to reach the city on time. And while doing so, a young gentleman had been hearing them out. When train did not move ahead for few hours and heavy rains had set in, the young gentleman had arranged for road transport to the same city where the family was heading. And so he offered help to help them by giving them lift in his car. Needless, the family agreed upon the same. As the family started the road journey with the young man, they saw that the rains had started to subside. The parents kept thanking the young man for all the timely help he had given. While they had been traveling, they had a stopover for food. That time, the father and mother had a discussion that they might fall short of money if they would buy a meal for themselves, and hence ordered food only for kids. But the young gentleman had already ordered the meal for the family and had paid up for the same. Learning about the same, the family was really overwhelmed by the young man's consideration and help towards them. While they were reaching the city, the family got a call on their phone stating that the room they had to rent out was not available for a week's time and would be vacant and available to them after a week. Hearing this, the parents were a little worried, as they had got as much to sustain themselves in the city at a minimum possible. Learning about the same, the young man also offered them a stay in his house till the time they could get their apartment along with their parents. As the girl reached the college next day, they saw that the admission form had been filled and the fee was already submitted. Now the sisters became all curious to how it was possible that without they doing the same, it was all done, and were also wondering who could have paid up their fees and filled the form. To inquire further, they went on to meet the principal in his room, and after a long wait, they could finally meet the principal. As they entered the room, they saw that the principal was the young man who had been helping them all along. They were a little shocked to learn that the man who had been helping them all along was the principal of the same institute they had enrolled in. And after learning, The girls got a little suspicious and asked the young man that why he had been helping them. All this while, to why he did not disclose that he was the head of the institute they had enrolled in after learning about the same while the road journey. To this, the young man replied, "Well, I am just giving back the help with utter love and care as much as your parents gave me and my family in the time of need." Now the girls were a little shocked, as they had never met this young man or even seen him. So how was it possible that their parents could help him and his family? Now the young man smiled and replied, "Well, years ago, I and my family had lost everything in a storm, our house, savings. That time, we went out to reach out to various people in neighboring town for help. That was the time when your parents had helped me and my family with food, clothing, and shelter. When I boarded the train, I saw you all after a very long time. You all could not recognize me, but I could recognize your parents. And I learned the problems you were going through. I understood that God has sent me out to return the help your parents had given me and my family years ago. So I have just done my bit in return of all the love, care, and help your parents offered me and my family in time of need." Now the girls had learned the meaning of the phrase their parents always kept telling them, that good deeds never go unanswered. From that time, the girls also started to do their bit in every way possible to help people in need. And their good deeds paid them back. They passed out with their good grades from the institute and also secured a good job that earned them well to buy their own house in the city. They also got their parents to stay with them. Now, the whole family together would do the good deeds together and lived happily.